This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Charlottesville, Virginia. What do we know? Well, we know the murder of three University of Virginia students and the wounding of two others has shocked, rightfully shocked, and horrified the college town. Democrats are already trying to use the shooting to advance an anti-gun agenda with Biden Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre releasing a statement that touted the president signing the bipartisan Senate control bill and called for an assault weapons ban to, get weapons of war off of America's streets. Now, police haven't said, police have not said what kind of weapon was used in this attack. But there have been no indications that it was a rifle. Of course, that wouldn't be the first time that Biden has tried to associate a semi-automatic rifle with murders in which handguns or shotguns were used. Why would you let the facts get in the way of his preferred anti-gun narrative? While we don't know all the details as of this moment surrounding the circumstances of the shootings, what has emerged suggests, rather than pointing to the supposed need for any new restriction on peaceful gun owners, this was yet another case of current laws and policies not being fully enforced. Why would we have it that way? Why would... I know why. You know why. I don't have to, I'm asking that rhetorically. The University of Virginia's threat assessment team was aware of the shooter, Christopher Darnell Jones. They became aware of him in September when a third party reported Jones may have had a gun. This coming from Charlottesville Police Chief Timothy Longo. Jones, who is a Richmond native, has been charged with three counts of second-degree murder and three counts of using a handgun in a felony. Three UVA students were shot and killed on campus Sunday, and two more were injured. In September, though, a person reported that Jones had made a comment about possessing a gun. The university attempted to contact Jones and reached his roommate, who did not see a weapon. We do not know. It is unclear if police spoke with Jones and what came of their investigation. There's your first red flag. University of UVA is a gun-free zone, but it doesn't sound like investigating whether or not Jones had one on campus was a big priority for the department, despite the fact that Jones had previously been arrested on an off-campus gun charge. Jones committed a concealed weapon violation in the Charlottesville area in February 2021, which the school was aware of, according to Longo. School policy requires students to report such violations, but Jones never did. The school's judiciary committee began a disciplinary process, but the case's status is still pending. There's another red flag. If the university is supposedly so committed to pursuing action to prevent gun violence, then what accounts for the lackadaisical disciplinary system? Now, again, we're all very early into this. There's going to be other things that are going to come out later today. And we don't know the supposed motive for the shootings or whether or not there were any specific warning signs in recent days or weeks. And apparently Virginia's red flag law was never invoked against Jones, though it's been used hundreds of times across the state since it went into effect a little more than 2 years ago. Virginia judges have issued at least 327 emergency substantial risk protection orders, which allow police to temporarily confiscate firearms to address an immediate risk. They have issued 257 permanent substantial risk protection orders, which confiscate the guns permanently unless overturned through the court system. And the data runs from July 1st, 2020, when the law went into effect, through August 2022. The data does not state how many guns were confiscated from the individuals. Now, of course, gun groups have been critical of the law ever since it was proposed because of how much authority is granted to a judge, because a person might have his gun seized before he has a chance to defend himself in court. Philip Van Cleve, the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, told the Center Square, "Red flag laws are an invention of the gun control crowd and are unconstitutional due to their usurpation of due process." Red flag laws are an easy way for the government to confiscate guns without getting a person any help or giving the person a chance to defend against any false accusation for up to 2 weeks. The person has no idea that they've been accused of anything until the police show up at their door to get their guns. Now, according to Van Cleve, the Commonwealth already has two better laws in place, the temporary detention order and the emergency custody order. Those allow magistrates to temporarily detain a person who may be a risk to himself or others due to a problem with mental illness and provide them with mental health services. Red flag laws only take guns away. They do not get any treatment if you know. I mean, wouldn't you think that that would be sort of you're wanting to kill her and cut her head off and shoot her face a lot? Yeah, that's a mental health issue. But red flag laws do not direct people to mental health treatment after confiscating the guns. Now, police have said nothing about Jones ever being taken in on a mental health hold, so it sounds like whatever concerns law enforcement had about him, it never rose to the level of considering him an imminent threat to himself or others. And who knows what they might have uncovered if they'd spoken to him back in September. Hindsight is 2020, but there are legitimate questions about the university's handling of his earlier gun-related incidents, whether authorities might have been able to prevent the shooting Sunday if they'd taken those incidents more seriously. Those questions will get asked, but I don't know what kind of answers we're going to get. And honestly, the bigger priority for Democrats in Richmond will be trying to use this tragedy as a springboard to push more gun control laws on Virginians. But with Republicans in control of the State House and the governor's office, I don't think that's going to get far. But the state also has legislative elections next year, and Democrats will undoubtedly try to make Republican opposition to their desired infringement a campaign issue in 2023. One thing that is a common feature that we see is that they pass laws and then they don't enforce them. And this comes about in various ways. Maybe they'll set out there and try to say this is illegal. And then in comes a DA. And the DA says, "Hey, I'm going to decriminalize this because that's a misdemeanor." And that's a thing. So, with all of the little initiatives we see here and there, and the fact that the proof here is that red flag laws don't work. They don't work. It seems like no matter how many laws they put in place, to me, that this kind of thing just continues to happen. And it's going to continue to happen. I want to know how old this kid is. I want to know how long he was locked away for. And I also, you know, if he was on the radar, why didn't they... They had stuff there, they just didn't do it. And this was a needless loss of life. And it frustrates me to sit here and watch these guys go, "Ah, well, need more gun control." Frustrates me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to AceFirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. com. Now, the midterm cluster has drawn plenty of hot takes and instant analyses that range from insightful to self-serving to unbelievably stupid. And now that we've gotten past the initial blast of the flamethrower, perhaps we should take a breath and sit down and think about where we are as a movement, and what we need to do as a party for 2024. And there's a lot of talk about, from procedural questions like how we intend to cope with the new world of extended mail voting, to substantive imperatives like how we must repeal the 19th Amendment as it applies to single leftist women who vote for their Democrat daddy in appalling numbers. And we need to ask questions about candidate selection and money and issue choices and a bunch of stuff. And we need to answer the question about what to do about Donald Trump. I've seen a lot of people getting out there that are just, you know, they say they're just done with Trump. And it was not just a few people. A lot of the people that I see doing this are pretty damn hardcore when it comes to being a conservative. They're not Never Trump sissies or establishment shills. Those losers don't get to talk too much where I'm going to notice it. These are people who unanimously were grateful for what Trump did. And while Trump, like many others, rhinos, pundits, U.S. voters, own a hefty share of the Jeffrey Toobin Zoom call of an election night, it's all a little too simple, a little too easy to think we're good to go if only Trump gets up and goes. Donald Trump is not the GOP's only problem. It was out of touch with most voters before he took over. That's why he was able to take over. And the problems of the GOP, with the GOP that led to Trump, will not be fixed even if Trump vanishes tomorrow. But Trump does present problems, and we need to face them. And before we go further, we need to be clear, because some folks are a bit sensitive when the subject of the ex-president comes up. And he should get over that. He is an employee now. This is not apprentice. He's a public servant. If he wants to be a public servant, then you got to understand a few things about what they are. First, he owes us. We owe him nothing. He's a politician. He owes us. I don't care if he resents his unfair 2020 defeat any more than I care when a teenager whines that something else is unfair. Life is unfair. No one was more unfairly maligned than Donald J. Trump. But I expect politicians to get it done every time and every day with no excuses. And the operative question is always, what have you done for me lately? Now, if a politician wants a friend, he could buy a beagle. And if he demands a pass when he starts to fail to cut it, here's a gold watch and a handshake and enjoy your retirement. Trump was a great president. In many ways. The economy boomed. We were energy independent. We were at peace. He got the Middle East to make peace and the Supreme Court. No establishment guy would have stuck with Kavanaugh as Trump did. Someday, some iconoclast historian is going to look back and say, damn, I can't believe how much Trump accomplished in the face of the full-scale assault by the establishment. He saved America, or at least put off our fall a little bit longer. But let's not minimize his failures in failing to win this last midterm. And they are failures, and they are just more in a line of them. He postures as the head of the GOP, and congratulations, Don. You want to be the head of the GOP? That means you get to take the blame when the stuff goes sideways, just like you get the credit when you win. 2018, we lost seats, a lot of them, and he gets a big piece of that demerit. In 2020, he lost the election. And I know about the rigging issues, you know, we're still trying to mop up that mess, but it's not all his fault, but some of the fault was his. The fact of the matter is that crusty old senile is in the Oval Office now, and Trump isn't. So Trump lost. Whether I think he really lost or not is immaterial. It is not relevant because, hey, he's in office. Senile is in office. So everything's not all of his fault, but some of the fault was his. He picked some candidates who either lost or ran far behind what they should have gotten. He collected a ton of money and then spent barely any of it. He injected dumb drama into the election by hinting that he would announce the night before, issuing stupid nicknames for Ron DeSantis while we were busy trying to win, and did not slack off even after the disappointing loss. And he has some cringe insecurity about DeSantis, and he should be insecure. but his insecurity is embarrassing. All that stuff hurt us in the midterms, and his rumblings afterward about how great he did with his picks were tone deaf and infuriating. And he can be exhausting. A lot of people are tired of the Trump drama. And that's a fact, like it or not. But the idea going around that we all need to, all we need to do to get our Republican mojo back is to banish Trump is demonstrably wrong. It's too convenient. And it puts off the deep and searching personal inventory we need to do as a party to figure out how we can start to get the checks in the boxes that have ours next to them greater than 50% of the time again. Now, there's two types of people pushing the ditch Trump agenda. The first is folks who have looked at the facts and evidence and believe that Trump does more harm than good. Trump motivates a lot of people who might not participate otherwise, but here's the hard fact. A lot of people hate him, and they will never vote for him or anyone with his stamp of approval. For him, or one of his endorsees to win, he would need to win an overwhelming number of everyone else in the general election. And from his poor performance in the midterm, there's no indication he can do that consistently. That's a legitimate view and not some establishment plot. Paul Ryan, who is a tool, did not make suburban moms and their emasculated husbands hate Trump. The other kind of people demanding Donald's defenestration are people who never wanted him in the first place. They include the never-Trumpers, who are at best unserious people and worse, invertebrate traitors, shrimping the toes of MSNBC bookers with a chance at a three-minute hit with Joy Reid babbling about my democracy. But they also include the swallow-hard Trumpers, the folks who did not want him but got on the team anyway when he won, never reconciled fully to him. The idea that ditching Donald J. Trump will fix all our problems is super appealing to both groups because it's so convenient. And this prescription for a revitalized Republican Party gets rid of their bet-norns, allows them to say, see, I was right all along. And, of course, the unspoken assumption is that after he goes, these guys would assume their rightful place as leaders of the party, or reassume their place as they often the same people whose inept leadership created the need for Donald Trump in the first place. We're going to continue with this because there's more moving parts on the Republican side that need to be looked at than just Donald Trump. But the question is out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A senior U.S. defense official says that Russian missiles have crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two people in a village near the Polish-Ukrainian border. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder asked during Tuesday's briefing about the United States' commitment to their NATO partnership.
You know, as I mentioned, we're looking into these reports, don't have any information to corroborate them at this time, so I don't want to speculate or get into hypotheticals. When it comes to our security commitments and Article 5, we've been crystal clear that we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
House Republicans backed Kevin McCarthy as Speaker in a closed-door meeting, a key step he needs moving forward to win the gavel, with the result also showing that he has more work to do to win the full vote of the chamber on the floor next year. We are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking about Donald Trump, because something's going to have to change here. Something's going to have to change within the Republican Party. And I was talking about the kind of people that would like to see Donald Trump go. These are the same idiots as the climate change commies who get out there and they say, how lucky we are that there's this crisis that requires you to do everything we always wanted to do anyway. Put us in charge or else the polar bears will catch fire. Dumping Donald does not necessarily solve conservatism problem, but it sure solves theirs. There's two other groups that love the idea of Donald Trump running in 2024. The Trump diehards love it. Some make very good points about why he should run. And again, Trump did some great things, and if he is the nominee, we should eagerly support him. But he has not been coronated. He has not. He needs to be primaried, and if he wins that primary, okay, now we're talking. But, you know, other folks are a bit too into him personally, like Grateful Deadheads following the band from concert to Kush Kiss concert. They attend his often hilarious rally, space dancing to his greatest hits. They never tire of his act, though 7+ years after he came down that escalator, a lot of other people have. They cannot tolerate hearing criticisms of Trump, whether from enemies or allies. The next few years are going to be very long for them. And then there's the Democrats. They love the idea of a Trump 3.0 because they know how to beat him. They adore the idea of making this a fight over the remaining voters who might vote for him. They've already banked at least 45% of the electorate who never, ever will vote for him. That's why you see the Twitter bots, those 22 follower accounts that have been repurposed from accusing us of loving Putin, swarming any conservative who dares criticize the ex-president. Democrats want him to run. That could strategically be an error. They wanted, you know, they thought that, you know, it was going to be King Hillary. It was in 2016. It was definitely a error, but they sure don't think it will be in 2024. Now, the only question that matters for us conservatives is whether we are better off with Donald Trump as a candidate or whether we are not. And while he has not said it, some people worry he might go third party if denied the nod, and I doubt this, not least of all, because he would have to personally fund it. And he is notoriously parsimonious, and some Trump diehards promise to sit out the election if their guy cannot win the primary. They often cannot imagine he can ever lose and attribute all of his failures to establishment conspiracy and cheating. Though cheating is kind of baked in by now, and if Trump cannot overcome it in primary, good luck doing it in the general. We need to decide whether we think the people threatening to take their ball and go home outnumber the people who might be gettable by a different Republican nominee. And the Godzilla to Trump's King Kong is Ron DeSantis, who turned Florida red and annihilated the Democratic Party in the hanging Chad state without Trump's endorsement. One thing is clear from the desperation evident in the Trump faction so far, puny attacks on the rival, like assertions that Heavy D is in a secret conspiracy with Jeb Bush, and Mitch and Ryan and Trump endorsed maybe Speaker Kevin McCarthy to return us to the days of cruise ship conservatism because, well, I don't know, reasons. They are scared of RDS and want to kneecap him now. But the attacks on the popular governor are not getting the same gleeful response as hits like Low Energy got when he applied to fungi like Jeb. The difference is that conservatives like DeSantis and despise Jeb. Should Trump run and remain the GOP standard bearer? And note that the idea of him instead assuming some sort of kingmaker role is kind of dissipated in the wake of his midterm failure to make many kings. So, okay, cool, let's have a primary and decide. Right now, the polls say he's the number one choice for Republicans. He should not be pushed out by poobahs and pundits, but instead, he should be vetted by the people. A primary sharpens the eventual winner while testing all the candidates, and Trump has to answer some tough questions. What has he learned from his mistakes? Has he learned from his mistakes? Will he screw up personnel again? Does he intend to subject America to years more of Trump drama, and what makes him think voters want that again? What exactly is his plan to win key states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan in 2024? And it's a fair question to ask DeSantis and any other aspirant as well. Here's the thing. I don't see a clear path for Trump to get to 270 electoral votes in the general as of today, though that can change quickly, so that's the big question he and every other candidate has got to answer because we cannot afford another term of these communist bastards wrecking our country. Trump was a, pricks fix menu with no substitutions. You cannot have a Trump owning the left without him also tweeting about Rosie O'Donnell. He saved our country in 2016. The idea that 2022 was all his fault is nonsense. It was only partly his fault. There were plenty of other malefactors and plenty of unrelated screw-ups that we need to identify and address in the next 24 months, particularly adapting to the new mail-in extended voting model. Trump should not be exiled by the establishment or the commentators just because a lot of people of the same people who never liked him anyway still want him gone. If he does not run, he should either bow out because he wants to bow out, or he should be tossed out by Republican primary voters at the ballot box. If he gets the GOP nomination, everybody should support him. If you're a nomination denier, go subscribe to the Dispatch. We're going to see what Trump's going to do. He'll probably announce soon, and then we will see if his support is wide and deep or wide and shallow. But regardless, the GOP is going to have to answer the Trump question sooner rather than later. There is no magic pill, though. It's not just about Trump. We've also got to look at our the quote-unquote leadership when it comes to the Republicans. Mitch McConnell has a lot of answering to do. Kevin McCarthy needs to, you know, McCarthy and McConnell, they are two very uninspiring leaders for me. And Lindsey Graham, there is no more tone-deaf idiot than Lindsey Graham. I mean, we just got to the point where we have taken abortion and returned that to the states. That should have always been a state's issue. So we get it returned to the states, and then he wants to step all over that and federalize it again, right after we just got rid of it. And he wants to have an abortion ban at 15 weeks, and he wants it to be a federal law. He was never going to go anywhere, right? It's already, you know, the Roe v. Wade has already been thrown aside by the Dobbs decision. So here we have this guy standing up and creating this distraction. And the abortion blow up had lost steam until he decided to bring it back up. And then as the election is unfolding, he's sitting around going, oh, how disappointing that it was not a red wave. How very disappointing. Well, you had a hand in that too, brother. A very serious hand. So there's a lot of fingers to be pointed, and there's a lot of things that have to be addressed and reviewed. And there's a lot of things that need to change. Absolutely need to change. And if they don't change, it's going to continue. It's going to get worse. Because some things are becoming, they're going from being vices to habits in these elections. That, we got to get back to knowing on the day of the election. I would love to see that. That would be great. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For the third time this year, the Supreme Court has rejected a case dealing with the ATF's administratively imposed ban on bump stocks, denying cert in a challenge to the ban brought by a group of federally licensed firearm retailers and several individuals who argued that the ban was an unconstitutional violation of the Fifth Amendment's taking clause by forcing existing bump stock owners to destroy them without any kind of compensation on the part of the federal government. That decision follows the denial of two other challenges to the bump stock ban, which was imposed by the Trump administration following the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival shooting in Las Vegas in 2017. Previously, the ATF had determined that bump stocks should not be considered machine guns under federal law, and given that even with bump stocks attached, it took a pull of the trigger to release a single round. The ATF now reversed a previous conclusion and classified bump stocks as machine guns under a 1934 U.S. law called the National Firearms Act. And that policy took effect in 2019. Two sets of plaintiffs filed lawsuits seeking compensation for having to destroy or surrender their bump stocks in the Court of Federal Claims, which hears monetary claims against the U.S. government. A judge dismissed those actions, finding the policy to be a lawful exercise of the federal government's power to outlaw dangers to public health and safety. The Washington-based U.S. Court of Appeals from the Federal Circuit upheld those decisions last year for a different reason, ruling that a property right in the devices was inherently limited, given the existing federal prohibition on machine guns. Don't know why SCOTUS rejected those challenges, just that there weren't four justices willing to accept any of these cases. And while the odds of any particular case being granted cert by the court are low, which is, you know, 1 in 10,000. Gun owners are rightfully going to be concerned about the court's inaction, especially with the Biden administration using the Trump tactic to pursue administrative bans against unfinished frames and receivers, pistol stabilizing braces, and potentially even semi-automatic handguns and rifles. Today's decision doesn't mean that these same justices will stand by and let future abuses of executive authority slide, But as long as they don't object, the Biden administration is likely going to take their silence as a green light for more rulemaking of dubious constitutionality. Now then, the other case turned away by the Supreme Court dealt with the seizure of a New York, they had two. And it was about the seizure of a New York man's firearms, a case that the attorneys for Wayne Torcivia argued was virtually identical to a similar search and seizure that the court ruled unconstitutional in Coniglia versus Strom. The Second Circuit allowed a warrantless search of the petitioner's home and seizure of his lawfully owned firearms by invoking a supposed special needs exception to the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement. And the Second Circuit justified the entry into petitioner's home even though petitioner was accused of no crime. Now to me, that seems really dubious. He was removed from his house. And they removed him also from any possible access to these guns. And even though the Second Circuit assumed on the summary judgment record that the firearms were seized after the responsible physicians had decided he was not a danger to himself or others. In fact, that special needs exception has been limited to circumstances where the government already has some pre-existing level of heightened penal authority over the homeowner. And expanding that limited exception to include the broader ground covered by the rejected community caretaking exception both disrespects the court's decision in Coniglia and deepens a pre-Coniglia split between the 4th, 5th, and 10th circuits and the New Jersey Supreme Court on the one hand and the 1st, 2nd, and 9th circuits on the other about when the special needs exception applies. This is indeed a strong candidate for a summary reversal given its utter disdain for their recent Coniglia decision, rejecting a warrantless search on nearly identical facts. In the process, the Second Circuit has not only exacerbated a pre-existing split, they've also created a new permission slip for warrantless home entry that is foreclosed by this court's precedents. Given the way this split occurred, I'm surprised that SCOTUS didn't at least grant cert, vacate the Second Circuit's decision, and remand the case back to lower courts in light of the precedent set in Coniglia. Instead, the court, without comment, denied cert, despite arguments from plaintiffs' attorneys that the Second Circuit was doing an end run around the Supreme Court. In this case, rather than simply apply this court's holding in Coniglia, the Second Circuit rebranded the community caretaking exception by turning to another exception, dubbed the special needs exception, and grossly expanded it to cover the very ground of warrantless searches fenced off by Coniglia. And this had been developed in relation to persons such as parolees and probationers already under the ongoing supervisory authority of the government in lieu of incarceration. Wayne Torcivia was not a parolee or under police supervision when they were called to his home in the morning of April 6, 2014, by Torcivia's teenage daughter who complained to the police that her dad was yelling at her and acting weird. When they responded, they found no evidence of any crime or wrongdoing on Torcivia's account, at least not at first. And at one point in the discussion between petitioner and one of the officer turned slightly and accidentally dislodged magnetic drapes attached to the front door. The petitioner went to pick them up, and the officer screamed very loudly to get back and threatened to tase the petitioner if he did not. The petitioner said that he told the officer not to tase him because he has a heart condition and could die. The officer understood petitioner's request not to be tased as the precise opposite, that is a supposed desire to die from tasing. So they handcuffed him and transported him to Stony Brook Hospital's Comprehensive Psychiatric Evaluation, or CPEP, for an emergency mental health evaluation. Before leaving the home, two of the officers informed Mrs. Torcivia that they had responded to the daughter's complaint and the petitioner was acting irrational and they planned to transport him for a mental health evaluation. Then they found out he had a New York State pistol license. And one of their policies is to seize these things. And it gets bizarre. He decided not to to do this. In the end, he would not give the combination to his safe. And the hospital would only release him if he gave up the combination to his safe. So after they confirmed that the department had seized his guns, he was allowed to exit the locked CPEP unit. And that was in 2014. And Torcivia was never able to recover his handguns despite the fact that he never had his pistol license revoked. So, we'll see. We're going to see where this goes. While I'm waiting to see what, there's got to be some combination of things that occurs that will make Supreme Court make them take that case, grant cert, and go. But I haven't figured out what that is. This other case here, on the other hand, this is, that one's way out there. Especially since they have a precedent about warrantless searches. Anyway. Coming up next, it's time to sit down and have a little chat with the biggest writer of gun stuff on the biggest website of gun stuff on the planet. And that would be Dean Weingarten. So that's hour number three, which is now coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.